Okay, Sunday morning, everybody's packing up, and we are in Greenville, Mississippi at the luxurious Holiday Inn Express. And I think Bo and I are going to split off and head down towards the northern tip of Louisiana and do some of the back roads through East Texas. And Herman and Jim and Tom are staying super slab as much as possible to get on home. Bo and I won't be much longer after that. Gentlemen, I've had fun.
Great ride.
Great ride. And Tom, glad you can make it off of the plane. And Jim, your bike is definitely visible from outer space.
Mine's in outer space.
Bo, I'm going to follow you almost there, but I'm going to split off south of Greenville.
Alright. Morning.
Morning, how are you?
All right. I got an email address. I want to take your picture and I'll send you.
All right.
I'll send you a picture.
I can hand over a camera to you also if you don't mind. So it'd be great for you to take
a
picture.
Okay, sure. I'd love to do that.
Okay. Here's my web address right here. And you can browse some of his trips he's done over here.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Look at all those electronics he's got.
What's
it? He's our radar station.
Huh?
These are emergency information center.
Ham radio.
Okay, you got ham. What you got on here?
Got a ham radio.
Okay.
Radar detector, GPS, CB, and underneath the seat I've got a FRS GMRS radio. This is the antenna for it.
You got a what kind of radio?
It's an FRS GMRS. Radio.
Okay, break that.
It's
down
a new, the new handy talks you can buy at Walmart.
So y'all can talk to each other or something?
Uh-huh. He just wanted a picture, Herman.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And Herman can actually talk CB too. He can talk to the switch back and forth between truckers and.
But he's also a double E from Texas Instruments.
So he's bright too?
Yeah.
Okay.
It took a years of training to understand all this.
Well, that is great. So, because these guys be sitting back here with those cops and things. They be laying out, you know, they be sitting back in the woods and stuff.
Yeah.
We had them passing us also yesterday too. We had the cops passing us also yesterday. That's a little bit surprising.
And were you speeding tiny past you?
Oh, not much.
Yeah,
not
a little bit.
Yeah, but not as fast as they were going.
Well, I was just wondering, what is it like? I live in Indiana, and you know, as long as you, you know, if you're not more than 10 on the speed limit, they don't even bother you.
That's close. It depends on the area. I've had a cop in Colorado tell me he rides 12 over.
Okay, he told you that, huh?
Yeah.
They usually want to vouch that. Yeah.
Yeah, because I asked him, I said, is there any more up, because he got me, because I was instant on right at dusk, and I wasn't paying attention. Yeah. And he was right in my face when he did it.
Yeah.
And I normally would slow down if I saw a car coming, even though I hadn't got a radar, I can't identify it. But anyway, he stopped me, and at the end I said, well, is there any more of you up ahead? He said, no, there's only one other guy, and he's at the other end down there. He told us a joke, and we laughed. I was more than 12 over, so.
And he still wrote you. He joked and he wrote you.
Oh, yeah. He said they have a rule, and he said most cops, if they don't follow it, they're not in the business long. If you chew, don't write. If you write, don't chew, I think is what he said.
Say it again?
If you're going to chew out somebody, don't write them a ticket.
Okay.
If you write them a ticket, don't chew them out.
You can't do both.
You can't do both.
Is
you're
that
one
right?
Or the other. You either write them a ticket and be done with it, or you chew them out and don't give them a ticket. So write, don't chew, don't write.
Get her picture right quick.
Okay. Well, you got your camera.
Thank you. Well, we're going to see how in-flight recording works here. We're passing through Linden right now. Pittsburgh, Texas. Got some fuel. Resting just a bit. I'm going to have a drink, a couple of snacks. We just got out of some really nice roads back there in the forest. Nice twisty roads. And autumn colors. Rustic. Leaves flittering all around. It's been fun. So far we've done about 266 miles, and must mean we've got about 140 or so to go, at least I do. Bill's credit card got shut down, too many gas stops in too many different states. Mine are still working.
V8.
Oh yeah, now you need some water. Yeah. I got a good bottle of water if you want it.
No, I got some.
So how many times has your credit card been shut down due to
really, you know, only about
stuff like
three,
this?
Three times. Once when I cut it back from it's usually an iron butt or something like that. But usually if I'm going to, like when I went to South America and stuff like that, I tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get it, but after a certain period of time, they reset it back to normal, whatever their security deal was. So, anyway.
Some really nice riding back there.
Yeah, they may have got to see the football game, but they didn't get a scenic ride like that.
This is much more enjoyable.
That's good.
Four lanes serve their purpose to get you from point A to point B, if that's about it.
But you can do that same road four different times a year and get a different impact, you know.
That's right.
Right now it's just pretty the way the sun's coming through those trees.
Yep.
The trees are burning colors, you know.
I was going nuts trying to take a picture or not take a picture. Take a picture, put my hands on the bars, take
right.
A picture, see, ride, enjoy. It's a nice pace also. Not too fast, not too slow. Nice black Harley.
believe it's going to go on the Cafe Discovery list, I understand. It's unanimous. But the roads are nice, lightly traveled. The trees were golden with their fall colors. Bo was picking up a bunch of leaves as he rode in front of me. They were swirling around the rear of his GS. Every corner was a different scene. One thing I noticed going through Mississippi, beautiful forest, but it's one after another, and it doesn't take long before you kind of appreciate the vastness and starkness of Texas. And along with that comes your ability to see. maybe sometimes too far. Sometimes just a little bit too straight. So the main thing is to see a long way and see some great, vast, beautiful, colorful scenery in Texas, especially out in West Texas. Weekend. I really appreciate the effort that Bo Griffin and Jim Schumacher put out to bring this ride together. Tom Oliver's a hoot. It's kind of hard to sort out the wild stories from the truth sometimes when you talk to Tom, but it's a blast. Herman's a wizard. He's a gadget. Radio, armored bike. He's pretty decked out. Again sometime. Maybe we can get some of the same guys on the Big Bend excursion in March.